Well, they did have a news report about the town in Tennessee that there was a fire at somebody's house, and they went out there and then found out that couple had not paid their
you're kidding.
Their $75 fee, the yearly fee for the fire department service. So the firemen actually stood there and watched the house burn down.
You are kidding. I'm being broadcast, by the way.
This is the second time that's happened.
You're kidding me.
And the mayor defended it, saying that they lived outside of what was considered the city limits, and that's what the fee is for, and that they're volunteer firemen. So I don't know what the $75 goes to, since it ain't going to the pay. But you're still volunteering to do a job, and it's public safety, so...
Well, this is what would happen if we privatized everything. Keep in mind, privatize the fire department. This is what happens. Privatize police. Can you imagine that? Who would get you call for help? Well, let's check your account. Make sure you have enough funds.
Exactly.
To cover,
I can already see how 911 would work. Yes, thank you for calling 911. What's your emergency? Someone's breaking into your house. Can I get your last name, please? And your first
your
name?
Your 16-digit account number?
Yes, do you have your 16-digit account number? And can I get you to verify your mother's maiden name? Thank you very much. All right, so.
Yeah.
You're listening to Group Therapy, Episode 89, Helicopter, with your host, Optimus Gene.
Trying to cut back on my epicness.
Cyrus Martin.
Hell, maybe something's wrong with me.
Jay Red.
It's a scientific fact that lesbians wear flannel.
And Ducky.
I was just going to say, how old are you? Jeez, we're paneling VHS players.
And now, from OneManAsylum.com, it's time for Group Therapy.
Welcome to Group Therapy on OneManAsylum.com, a safe place to share your feelings about everything in the world, movies, video games, TV, and the web. I am your host, Optimus Gene. We've got a good show for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, we had a lot of hate, pent up in our hearts, and we got most of it out. Unfortunately, we've kind of had some crappy weeks, but it's built up a little bit. But to combat that tonight, we're going to focus on the good. We're going to look at and talk about some of the things we're currently into. So without further ado, let's talk to the rest of the panelists, the guy who's always here to save my bacon, Cyrus Martin. What's going on, dude?
Howdy. What are you doing? What's up with you? How you been this week?
You know what? Okay. You know what is interesting? This is episode, 86, 87, somewhere around there. This is the first time you've ever fucking asked me how I'm doing.
It suddenly occurred to me I've never asked him how he's doing.
Never have. I'm totally
how are you doing?
You know, I'm actually doing all right. Thank you. coming to us from the future, we have Jay Red. What's going on, man?
I'm here.
Okay. You know, honestly, that is what I tell everyone every morning when they ask. They go, hi, good morning. How are you? I'm here. That's my response. Take it for what it's worth. If you think that's a good thing that I'm here, go with it. If you think, oh, my God, I'd rather be anywhere else on the planet than here, take that as well.
Well, it's kind of a mix of emotions because it's a high point and a low point of the day because I like doing the show with you guys and bullshitting. But then again, right after we finish, I had to start my work week.
Gotcha, man. I understand.
Oh, okay. I see. So we were the high. And
yeah.
That, okay.
Well, our fourth panelist always makes it the high point of the week. Hello, Ms. Ducky from the Great White North.
Hello.
By the way, y'all
Great White North? We have snow.
I was just about to ask. So y'all already started getting snow?
Yeah, we've been getting snow on and off for the last month. Yep.
That happens in the north, Eugene.
Shut up.
It does.
It's been happening here.
How much snow do you have?
Not very much.
Okay.
Not right now. No.
Jay, what about you? How much snow do you have?
None right now. There was like 2 to 3 inches the other day. But it was 10 when I went outside this morning to take my wife to work.
See, I like when it's 10 outside because it's so rare when it happens, but you know.
Not here.
Eugene likes it when it's 10 inside, if you know what I'm saying. Hello. Never mind.
Thanks. No one got that. Let's move on to what's new in media.
I understand.
When it's in inside. What the fuck is that?
It's you gotta do the joke. You gotta do the flamboyant gesture when you do it, otherwise it doesn't work. It's a 10 inside. Hello.
Okay. Alrighty.
I'm apparently obvious.
Huh?
Okay.
It works when you do that.
Yes, apparently you have to have the snap. This week in theaters, we have New Year's Eve, which unfortunately I may get roped into going to go see with my wife. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, which I still think is one of the worst fucking names for a movie ever.
It's a movie for everyone.
Okay, seriously, what? I mean, are they just literally naming the four things that this guy does? I mean, what if we named all movies that way? Seriously. I mean, you know. Yes. So, you know, instead of A Nightmare on Elm Street, it'd be like, you know, burned face guy with, you know, slashes kids. You know, no one's going to fucking go see that. Why the hell? Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. Come out with some better shit. Damn.
What would they have renamed Boogie Nights?
Why would you pick Boogie Nights? That's the
it's a loaded question. It's loaded.
There's just so many possibilities.
Yeah. Dirk.
Yeah. And then we have Jonah Hill in his last fat guy role as the center.
It may not be the last one.
Well, that's what everyone else is saying. I'm just going along with it. So
he could pull Christy Alley.
Oh, you had to go there. I did like him in that in the Modern Warfare 3 commercial. I thought, you know, he was interesting, you know, in that role. What a role it was. But
even though your least favorite action hero was in it with him,
whatever. I didn't notice him. No one fucking noticed him. It was all, oh, look, Jonah Hill's running around throwing grenades. That's kind of cool.
I noticed him. Noticed too.
Well, I'm sure y'all did notice him.
Wait.
No. yeah, there you go. And the qualifier's in.
Eugene will do that. So, I mean, not that, but Eugene will snap sometimes when he's trying to make a point about something. And every time he does, I want to do that. I don't know.
When do I snap?
Like when you go like that. Or, you know, like you'll be talking about something. Go back, listen to the show. You do that.
Okay, I'll have to listen for it. I didn't know that I snapped always, like that. Unless I'm doing always, guns or something. Like,
No. It's always when you're making a point about something, when you're trying to explain how something... You know, well, we don't have video of that. But when you did your presentation at Geek Fest, you did more than once.
Did I? Okay. Well, yeah. I didn't realize that.
I was very nice to you, because if not...
You should have jumped in. It would have made
it
more interesting.
I had to fight the urge to go, you go, girlfriend!
You should have, dude. It would have been awesome. It would have been hilarious. And then you could have gone after that one chick that was all like, oh, you haven't heard of that.
Yeah. I hated it.
I know. I didn't mean to bring it up because I know it was going to drink.
I hope she's back next year.
So, no, wrong thing. Let's see here. This week in Blu-ray, we've got Mr. Popper's Penguins, The Hangover Part 2, The Help, and Cowboys and Aliens. I don't see the Angry Grinch in the chat room.
Let's leave this
And then this week in games, the only thing that came out was The Adventures of Tintin on Xbox Kinect. Next week, we've actually got some big-ass movies coming out. In fact, cannot wait. Carnage, which is this smaller property. It's got some big names in it, but, you know, it's a drama, and, yeah, I have no interest in seeing it. Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows.
Oh, that little film.
That little film. Cannot
indie,
wait.
Indie flick. It's an indie flick.
And then Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked, which, yes, exactly. Si, you have that. You have that absolutely correct. Whatever. Next week on Blu-ray, we have Kung Fu Panda 2, Fright Night 3D, which I do want to see, and, because I've actually heard it was not bad, and then Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which honestly could snatch up quite a few awards, they're actually pushing for, are they pushing for a new category for the, acting process that What's-His-Face went through, you know, animating, you know, the monkeys.
Andy Serkis. It's not What's-His-Face.
whatever. Are they pushing for a new category, or are they just wanting to put him in as just an acting role? Because a lot of people are like, he acted.
Do that, though, to make it a whole category, though?
See, and that's the thing.
He seems to be kind of the only one.
And that's the thing. Does it deserve its own category, or should it just be considered because apparently he did a hell of a job in it?
Well yeah, because it's him doing it. It's not just his voice. He's actually doing all the physical work for it.
Yeah.
How many movies has he done that for? He's done that for a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And he's doing it for the new Hobbit one. And
King Kong.
Yeah.
King Kong.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot.
And all of those characters he played were not only believable, but you felt for. So, which, of course, is the main thing you're going for acting. But anyway. And then this week in games, the only thing that's coming out is for the 3DS, Dr. Lautrec and the Forgotten Knights.
Oh, finally.
Yes, finally. It's out.
Had it pre-ordered.
Not anything really big coming out.
The midnight launch.
That'd be funny. You actually show up at midnight. There's like, you know, the manager's walking out, locking up. He's like, what the fuck are you doing here? No, I'm not opening the register again. Hold your ass off for, like, you know, till tomorrow morning. Let's see here. So let's go ahead and move on into the fall and winter movie game.
If I really wanted it, I would just get it from Jay. Jay has everything early.
That's very true. Have you gotten any more new early releases, Jay? Anything noteworthy?
No, he's been doing better at not putting them out early.
He's actually been looking at the date.
Too much. Yeah, in the big red package that it comes in that says "do not put out till this date."
Ducky, I don't know if you were on those episodes. Apparently, is it the manager, Jay?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I did hear about that. Okay. His boss.
Yes.
Yeah.
2 and 3 weeks early. That's not actually not bad. So, you know, if it was a PlayStation console, people would actually pay extra money for that to get it early. Zinger. Anyway, so let's talk about the top movies. Number 10 is Footloose, holding on at $51 million. Happy Feet 2 is tied at $51 million, just has, you know, a little bit of a leg up. The Muppets, currently sitting at number 8. What?
Happy Feet 2 has a little bit of a
That's right. Anyway, The Muppets currently sitting at $56 million. Jack and Jill. How the fuck did this movie make so much money?
You gotta work these little things into every one of these. Jack and Jill went all the way up that hill and over, and now they're making all this money.
I'm not doing it for all of them.
That's what most radio douchebags do.
You're right, absolutely. Oh, so I'm a radio douchebag now. Okay.
I'm just saying, like, that's what they do.
They do. Okay, yes. Yeah. Okay, seriously, do you find it, I mean, do you understand that it's just part of what they do, or does it just drive you insane that they do that?
The radio people?
Yes.
I love listening to radio. It's hilarious. And it's usually the most funny with the biggest douches. That's why I like listening to I'd listen to, like, sports radio,
mm-hmm.
because these guys are so in love with their own voice. Looks like the Dallas Cowboys are going to be in town next week, and they've got every opportunity to turn this thing around. Well, next guy, you know, you got these guys that put on the fake voices. Yeah, you know, I don't know what's going on over there with the Cowboys. You know, we didn't think they were all that good last week. But, you know, that's Jason Garrett. He has his own kicker. What are you going to do? I fucking love radio people. They just...
And that's why I gave up on radio.
It's horrible.
It is horrible. Becky, do y'all have the same thing up there? Do they do the wacky...
Yes, we have radio up here.
Shit. Really, you're going to kick me in the balls tonight,
you
too, huh?
You did it to yourself.
Jay, watch out behind you. No, I was going to ask.
Eugene kicks himself in the balls. I'm just trying to imagine. You like that? You like that?
Wow, talk about masochist. No, I was going to say, do y'all have the morning zoo people? Up yeah. there as well. Okay. Here's my question. Is it a universal thing? Like, if you went down to South America, would it just be the morning zoo, but in Spanish? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, sequel, no.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, what the fuck?
You ever watch the Spanish channel and they have the fucking craziest shit you've ever seen in your life?
Yes.
And nearly naked women. Like, it's like, what?
On Arrested Development, they were making fun of, they were doing the Spanish Daytime Emmy Awards. And there was specifically a category for grown men with red dots on their face that act like little kids. And Christy's like, that's not really fair. I'm like, isn't it? And literally, no shit, the very next day, I'm, you know, going through channels. I'm like, Christy, look, look. Sure enough, there's a guy on there. No, no tengo. And he's got the little dots on his face. And he's, I'm just like... And then, of course, he's standing next to the flaming hot chick that's barely wearing any clothes. You're absolutely right about that, Si. It's just...
It wouldn't work on any channel ever. But as long as they're speaking Spanish, it's okay for some reason. Like, FCC doesn't care about Spanish.
Yes.
Like, don't worry about it.
They're like, no one watches this anyway, and it gets like four times the viewership of NBC and all of its other shows combined. So, Sabado Gigante!
I went through a phase where I watched the Spanish channel on mute, like, a lot. Like, I would watch it just and try to figure out what the fuck they were doing. Like,
oh, I thought you were going to say something else, just saying.
No.
Well, it was before the internet, and I couldn't afford a Playboy. Jay? No, you're not going to jump in here?
Jay's not paying attention.
Okay, I didn't think he was.
He's watching.
You guys are talking? Yeah, exactly. He's got a little timer set. Every 10 minutes it goes off, and he's like, yeah, I agree. Just resets the timer. So, anyway.
All we hear is helicopter noises. We're like, what the hell? Is this the opening of MASH? MASH.
Hey, that guy died, too, a couple days ago.
I saw that. I didn't see that. I didn't know about
he that. He was 96. That's a good long life.
That is a good long life, but it's still...
Where did he die from?
See? Okay, Si, do you want to throw your conspiracy theory out there about the whole...
Skydive accident?
No. You went on a rant one time or another about died of old age.
I did?
Yes, you did.
What was I referring to?
I don't remember. I think you were talking about the fact that we should just leave it at old age because everyone was like, well, what did he really die of?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it just sucks how, like, you're not entitled to die of old age. It has to be, like, you know, like some. Well, it's got to be more interesting. Yeah. Old age, that's not interesting. But what did he die of? Like, no, he died of old age. Yeah. But how?
Let's see. You know? His body was old. His heart gave out the same time as his lungs and everything else.
His lungs? Did he have cancer?
Exactly. And that's exactly what it would be like.
No, he actually had pneumonia.
Pneumonia? Did he?
That's what they said. Heat let your head. You all know what that was about. Everybody knows what that was about.
Anyway. Number six on the list is...
I really don't see a 96-year-old guy overdosing, but...
It can happen.
Get the tube around his arm, hitting the chasing the dragon. You know.
Number six on the list is tower heist at $70 million. Number five, we have the Immortals with $75 million. Real Steel at $82 million. Paranormal Activity 3, $103 million. Puss in Boots, $139 million. And the fucking vampire movie, The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 1, $247 million.
Breaking Dawn.
Yes.
Break.
Number 10 on the top 10 players list is Ducky. Her team is currently sitting at $343 million. We had no changes in numbers this week. So everyone pretty much stays the same. Beam Me Up Scotty, $364 million. Chris Beeford, $370 million. Miyavi Yu, $422 million. Mom 1124, $428 million. Cyrus Martin at number 5 with $430 million. Adam T, $470 million. Ebzy at $515 million. Tough Customer with $517 million. And at $618 million, Cinderella. So, right now, she's definitely the runaway favorite to win the game.
depending on how some of the last big three movies do, and I'm talking about Sherlock, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and Mission Impossible. And if those don't come through like we're hoping, I think she's pretty much got the game wrapped up. Which brings us to our top, our five players of the guys who were there that night. I'm still at number five, 125 million. Tex-Mex, 152 million. The Warrior, 215 million. J-Red with 303 million. And Cyrus Martin still in the lead in the five-man game at $430 million.
Remember, it's not whether you win or lose. It's whether you beat Rudy.
Well, right now, that's not... Right now, I'm having difficulty doing that, so we shall see. So that is the game. Let's go ahead and we've got once again, we're in that time of the year where there's basically no news going on. So we've just got like three short stories, and then we're going to talk about the things that we're currently into, the things that we're currently digging. So let's go ahead and talk about the news for the week.
I've barely had any free time. I'm trying to think. Well, I play Modern Warfare.
There you go. Any books or anything? TV shows? Is there a particular sandwich you're in love with right now?
Arby's.
Alrighty. Alright, so. It is good mood food. Let's go ahead and start this off with the absolute train wreck of the week. Several months ago, we talked about on this program how the Farrelly brothers, who have brought us such classics as Dumb and Dumber, one of my all-time favorite movies of all time, wanted to really, really, really do a Three Stooges movie. And it kind of kept getting shelved, and there were times where they were talking about, you know, certain other people were going to play the roles and everything else. And they finally got it, you know, situated, and they put out the trailer for it this week. And everyone watched it and collectively wanted to stab your eyeballs out after watching it.
I actually did.
You actually stabbed your eyeballs. You literally stabbed out your eyes.
Yes.
Okay. Now you sound like...
That's for the audio show.
Yes. If you're in the video show, So, Jay, when you first saw this train wreck, what were you thinking?
Nothing, really.
Did it literally just, like, blow your brain out?
It just looked so fucking terrible within the first 10 or 15 seconds that I choked it down and watched the rest of it, but...
Helicopter.
I could tell that quickly that it fucking sucked.
Yeah, it... I got all the way through the trailer.
Video.
I got all the way through the trailer. Cyrus, you said you couldn't make it through the trailer, huh?
I don't have time for that shit. I was like, I saw some of it. I didn't have the audio turned on, and I just went, okay, I'm not going to turn the audio on, and goodbye.
So did you not get to the very end where he does the wonderful eye gouge to, what is that chick's name? Snooky, whatever the fuck she is.
Yeah.
Are you? Oh, that. Okay.
I'm not joking at all. Oh my God. I think I was the optimist of the group, like normal. And I was like, I don't know. Let's wait and see. Yeah, we've seen. No one's going to go. Please do not go watch this movie. Do not let. No, just don't do it. Just don't do it. Ducky, I'm sure. Have you seen the trailer? No. Number one, you probably wouldn't even care because it is has something to do with Three Stooges and you're a woman, right? Actually, we can't hear you anymore, Ducky.
I didn't even like the Three Stooges.
Okay, Ducky is apparently having some audio problems, so we're trying to get that taken care of. Right now she can just kind of bob her head up and down or shake her head left and right, but she pretty much, from what I gathered, it was yes, she doesn't care, so.
Can you hear us, Ducky?
I think she's frozen now.
No, keep quiet. Wait till she responds.
We're just going to sit here completely dead air for 5 minutes.
Waiting.
Yes. Okay, she dropped off. It looks like she'll be back on in just a minute. Yeah, so I was a fan of the Three Stooges, you know, growing up. Freaking loved the Three Stooges. I'm tired of this. Just do something else. Do something, I don't know, new, maybe? Do we have to keep resurrecting this shit? Although, yes. I did hear some good news about, you know, we talked about they were going to redo the Munsters. Apparently it's being done by the guy who did, Pushing Daisies and, Dead Like Me. And I liked both of those shows. So I'm kind of interested to see what's going to end up happening with that.
Is it going to be a dramedy? Is it going to be a dramedy?
Yeah. No, I don't think it's going to be a dramedy. I hope not.
It's all serious and shit.
The wolf boy comes in. Why won't she date me? I don't know. You're a werewolf.
Eddie Munster's like, I'm just so different. I don't fit in. And the mom's like, you'll always be special to me.
I was going to say, how dark are we going to go with this? Are we worried that Eddie's going to take a gun in and shoot up the place? Or, I don't know, possibly transform and kill everyone at his school? Or
Grandpa's like a serial killer. He can't help it. He kills people and drinks their blood, you know.
I have to live. It's not my choice.
It's so easy for you. It's hard for me. I have to have blood.
There are several episodes where you just see him, he's sitting on a park bench, and he's just watching people go by, and he's like biting his lip like his bank. You know, it's like really fucking drama serious. Oh my god. Let me see if I can get her back in here.
No, never mind. I don't need that.
Really? Hello.
Hello.
She's hello. Jay, you didn't kick in. Yeah, finally. All right.
What?
Yes.
Huh?
Huh?
Who?
Are we on?
What are you saying?
Well, Where the fuck am I?
Well, since she's still not on here right now, let's go and talk about another story. I'm sure she really didn't have any interest
in. No, let's not. Let's just talk about the same stuff.
Sorry, do you want to say his name? Because apparently I can't say his name correctly, at least according to you and Lou.
What story are we talking about?
Shigeru Miyamoto.
What?
Yeah. So, those of you...
He coughed.
Anyway, so Shigeru Miyamoto was interviewed by Wired Magazine, and this story hit the internet. And
the magazine itself.
Yes, the magazine itself. The magazine was like, hey, how are you doing? All right. No.
I'm different again. Why am I talking like that? I thought it was only puppets talk like that. No, I talk like that too. Wow, that's really weird. I don't understand. Oh, don't worry. I'll just make some more video games. Okay. I want to write more articles about famous people and electronics. Oh, I like that too.
You really should, like, dub videos on the internet. That would be awesome.
I really should not, actually, but I could.
Let's see here. So, I tried getting her on again. So he did an interview with Wired Magazine, and it came out that, now, here's why this is a big deal.
He came out?
Shut up. Here's why this is a big deal. Wired reported that he is retiring. He is stepping down from Nintendo, and he's going to start working on smaller projects. Yeah, apparently, I don't know, maybe their translator was high on crack, or, you know, Wired just didn't bother listening to what the man had to say. I think Ducky's is calling it quits. I don't think she's able to get back on. I'm going to try one more time to call her.
Don't go!
Oh, well.
Hello? No! Okay. It looks like the internet in Canada is having issues, so it was nice having her when she was here. Unless she just wants to hold up signs, like, do you have a dry erase board? You can write down what you're going to say. That would be kind of cool. So much for the audio.
That would be actually really cool. Just hold up. She'd be late on everything, but
true.
It would be cool.
Very true. So anyway, Shigeru Miyamoto is the
what?
Shut up. Is the he's the guy who basically created The Legend of Zelda, Super Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong. He is the man. And everyone was like, oh, shit, if he's gone, Nintendo's gone, period. So Nintendo stock dropped like 3 points or 3% all, you know, as soon as this news came out. And Nintendo, of course, came back out and said, no, no, he's not stepping down. He's going to start working with getting more teams up and, you know, running that, you know, it can carry on his legacy when he does eventually, retire, but he's not retiring. He's not going anywhere. Wired, I guess you could say, as a trusted magazine in the computer industry, this is kind of a big fuck up, isn't it?
I trust them.
You trust them. Still?
When was the last time you read Wired?
Every so often it will show up on like a tweet or something, an article, but as for reading,
no. Yeah.
No.
Who the fuck, where do you get the magazine?
Magazine one stands?
Is it a magazine? It's a magazine, right? It's not just like this hypothetical, like we made it up, you know, it didn't really exist.
Hello? Now we're just getting the buzz.
Wait, she's signaling us. Yes, yes.
This is her talking from the future again.
I understand. Okay. Yes.
Giant, you know what it sounds like? It's like apple, she's trying to get rid of us. And you know, like you see on the things where they're like, well, I'm having problems with my cell phone. You hold your razor to it.
We are broadcasting from the year 199. Oh, y'all have never seen that. Prince of Darkness. Must see the movie.
Okay.
You've seen that, Jay, right? Prince of Darkness?
I can't remember.
Oh, my God. I now know what it looks like when Jay is accessing his database. It's like, this is what I picture goes on in his head. There's a little Rolodex, and it just kind of goes, and it stops. And whatever it's randomly on is whatever he says.
So inside his head, there's a giant Wheel of Fortune?
Yes, basically.
Or like how you see it in the old movies with the, and they look up at the signs in the airport. See all the shit flipping over?
I'm hearing, I hear, yes, I understand. Yes.
She says she's going to go because she's not able to get it going. So, bye, Ducky. Hopefully we have better audio next time.
I'm sad now.
Aw. Well, I guess it's just us three again.
Fuck. I gotta go.
Alrighty. Thoughts, gentlemen.
Thoughts?
Yes.
What were we talking about?
Award. That was a thought.
Just spin the Rolodex, whatever comes out, Jay, just go with it. No, I'm gonna regret saying that.
When acid heated up, and Superman used it to kill the giant robot machine, I wonder if it hurt.
What?
exactly. All right.
Who the hell heats up acid? What is that?
We're going to heat the acid. Oh, we're going to heat the acid.
It helps it burn faster. You didn't know that? Yeah, apparently everyone's gone. It's like, it's just us.
What if the evil Superman had actually killed the good Superman?
Are you talking about Bizarro?
I'm talking about Superman 3, motherfucker.
I think Richard I blocked Pryor. That one out of my... No, that's right. Okay, all I remember from that one is Richard Pryor, and when the chick gets thrown back into the computer and then becomes robotic. You remember that? That freaked the shit out of me when I was a kid.
That was freaky. That was freaky as hell.
See, I don't remember that one.
And the video game of Superman where they're shooting the missiles and it goes like the Pac-Man, but they put it on that. I always loved it when you would watch a TV show and they'd have some kid playing video games or whatever. And no matter how this went on until PlayStation was around, every time the kid's playing a game, it's the bullshit old ass fucking 70s.
Dude, they still do that on some shows.
I'm like, wow, really?
Yeah, because apparently that's what all video games sound like, is Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know whenever I play Modern Warfare 3, that's all I hear.
Yep.
When I'm running out of grass, it's wah, 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 wah.
That's what it sounds like when you get shot. That would be awesome, dude.
Well, what I hear is
Oh, fuck. Did either of y'all have the Ghostbusters game on the Atari?
No, I didn't. I didn't have
okay. I love the theme for Ghostbusters. But hearing over and over and over again, you're just like, no. And then, and you're like, no, okay. Like, literally, you turn down the volume. Oh, God, it was so bad. That was the last game I ever got on the Atari.
Last game I got was Double Dragon. I had Double Dragon on the Atari.
You're shitting me. They had Double Dragon on the Atari?
Stick People.
Wow. Stick People.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it did the music. It did the Double Dragon music.
The other morning I woke up about 3:30 in the morning and they're showing that Double Dragon movie.
Oh my God. The one where they set the whole like river on fire.
Yeah, and where they crash through a big, in real life they're like metal sign for, you know, interstates,
mm-hmm.
and they crashed through it, and it was wood, and then that made the boat blow up. You hit a piece of wood, your boat blows up.
Oh yeah,
I didn't know if you knew that, but
that's on the warning when you buy it. They're like, by the way,
avoid wood. Wood causes combustion.
Yeah, the boat's fine as long as you don't hit any wood. Yeah, this boat will go through all kinds of hell, but watch out for the wood.
That was one of my favorite scenes in Last Action Hero. Whenever he's in the real world and the guy's getting away in the car, and he's like, "Don't worry about it," and you just start shooting the back of the car, and he's like, "Why didn't it blow up?" He's like, "It's real life, dummy. It doesn't do that." Movie physics are just awesome. Like, you know, when you hack something, it's always the line of numbers, and they're rolling around, and then one locks on, and then they keep going, and then another one locks on. Yeah, that's how it really works.
That's how hacking is, yes.
Yes.
You get one number at a time, like it's a bizarre slot machine.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's how hackers are. They play slots.
Yeah.
All right, I'm hacking.
Got a handle built on the side of their PC.
That's
putting
awesome.
Quarters in it. Putting quarters in their computer.
Yeah, that's how you know you got. That's how you know you got. You know you broke into their system. You know, a bunch of coins just drop out on your desk. You're like, woohoo! I got past the firewall. Anyway, so Miyamoto is not stepping down. He's still going to be at Nintendo. He's going to be there for a long time, making awesome ass video games like The Legend of Zelda: Skyward Sword, which I'm playing right now. Anyway, let's move on to the last story for the night, and the Xbox got a update for the dashboard.
Holy shit!
Obviously, you haven't been playing your games.
Have games on Xbox?
That's what this fucking thing does.
Shit. I guess that was for Netflix.
I thought it was expensive for Netflix. I was like, God, really? All right. I got those. Why did I have a controller to watch movies? I'm like, God, this is the most cumbersome remote control I've ever used. Sticks and shit.
$8 a month, and I had to buy a $400 box.
Pretty much. That's the way it works. Anyway, the dashboard got an update. It came out this week. If you haven't turned on your Xbox, you will be downloading it because it basically gives you the option. Yes or no. When you click no, the system turns itself on or turns itself back off. You turn it back on, it asks you, do you want to update? Yes or no. You tell it no, it turns itself off. You turn it back on. There's no way of getting around it.
Unless you have the slot machine.
Unless you have the slot machine, yes. No, three red rings. So many users had a lot of problems getting the dashboard up and running at first. I know I couldn't get it the first night. I had to wait for the second night. And then it was fairly easy once it happened. The new UI is very close to the new Metro UI, as they're referring to it, which is in Windows Phone. It's also that new dashboard you're going to be seeing in Windows 8. Before I turn it over to the gentleman, the other thing that was noteworthy about this is some people have liked it. Some people have had a lot of complaints, which I want to go into in just a minute. But the new EULA, you know, end user license agreement, the thing that, you know, that long thing that no one reads and they just click yes, update.
Helicopter.
It basically says that you cannot file a class action lawsuit against Microsoft now if there's a problem with the Xbox. Here's the thing, though. We've already discussed this in, you know, like Sony has done one of these. Electronic Arts has done one of these. Here's the thing. Several states have laws on their books right now that says, yeah, you can't not allow this. So even if they think they're safe with a class action lawsuit, all someone's going to have to do is go to one of these states that has this law. I think California's one. I think Texas as well. And you just basically file the lawsuit there and you're good to go. Are you all right there, sirs?
I was just trying to... Too many negatives, positives.
Yes. So I'm just going to turn this over to the gentleman, and we'll start with Cyrus. Thoughts on the new UI?
Sure.
Okay.
I've seriously only used it the one day when I updated it. I haven't even turned on my Xbox in like a week. But I liked it. I thought it was faster. I thought... It seemed to work pretty well. I know Manning hates the shit out of it.
Yes, that was... Before I go into that, Jay, thoughts?
I like it. It does seem... Sai said something about it being faster. It seemed like whenever... I didn't have a problem downloading or getting on Xbox Live right after I did. But it seems like whenever I go to click on my... profile to get on Xbox Live at the initial screen, the sign-in screen, it seems like it takes longer to load for at that process for me, but...
You know, I've noticed that, too. If it doesn't automatically log me in, it does seem like it takes a little bit longer to get in there. Now, I will say, just the boot and shutdown, like, everything seems like it's shut down, but I still hear the hard drive spinning a little bit longer than normal, but it does seem to shut down and start up quicker than it used to. A lot of the complaints that I've heard online from people is that there's a lot of advertising in it. And I can see that. And I do understand how some of the advertisements are complete bullshit. Like there's one of the first advertisements they were running on there is that new, have you seen that Chuck Norris commercial for World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone's like, why the fuck are y'all advertising World of Warcraft? You can't get it on Xbox. Why are y'all advertising that on here? Are we going to start seeing Sony ads on it now? What the hell's going on? So I understand that. I understand, yeah, it is a paid service. It is kind of crappy that we're getting a bunch of ads. I like the layout. I do think it's a lot more simplified. It's easier to kind of find things. The main thing I like is that when you first log on, it starts off at the icon for open the tray, and the one right below that is called... frequent apps or most used apps or something like that. So it automatically populates itself with whatever you've recently been doing. So if you've recently watched Netflix, it's there. So as soon as I turn on the console, literally I have to hit the down arrow, enter, and I'm now in Netflix. I don't have to go up several levels and over to get into Netflix and get it started. The new Netflix UI is fucking awesome. Like, it will, if you're watching an episode of a TV series, about the last 2 or 3 minutes of the show, it takes the screen and puts it in the top, it puts it in the right hand, I'm sorry, the left hand corner. So, and you're still hearing it and you're still watching the episode, but then it automatically starts to preview the next episode so that while the credits are playing, you can go ahead and tell it, go ahead and move to the next episode, and you don't have to go all the way through the credits even. I'm like, this is fucking awesome. I like it. I don't really have a problem with it. In fact, I'm kind of interested to see how this is going to look as a computer interface. Manon did go on a rant about it earlier this week, and I often find myself wanting to reply to Manon, and I sit there and I type out my reply, and then I'm faced with two buttons, cancel or send, and I'm like, do I really want to do this to myself? And I hit cancel. Because I'm like, I don't know if I really want to go into this back and forth over and over. And Si, you're frozen again.
No.
Or the 20-page email you'll get.
Or the 20-page email. I understand, you know, some people don't like the new UI. I understand. You know, that's, you know, some people aren't going to like it. That's fine. I personally don't have a lot of the problems that a lot of other people are having with it. I kind of like the new UI.
Yeah, I do like how on Netflix, how when you're going through to see movies or TV shows and you actually stay there for a second, it'll bring up like a scene or two from the show to give you a, kind of a reference of what you'll be seeing. And
I was going to say, I haven't checked this out yet, Jay, but apparently, Spaced is now on Instant Watch.
I told you that like a month ago.
It just came out like a week ago or so. Has it been out for a month now?
Yeah.
Shit. Sorry. Well, I will put it on my to-do list. Actually, it is on my to-do list. Sorry, are you still with us?
Once the show starts, if you click your A button, it'll show movies down at the bottom, you know, that are in the same genre of movies. And so, you know, that's kind of neat, but
I'm liking it. The it just seems like you can get to things quicker than, like, that was actually the one thing that I put out there. I think when Si initially tweeted out, you know, he got the new UI, he's like, you know, I haven't really checked it out yet. So far, it seems okay. I think the one thing I put out there on Twitter was, I just wish there was a way that you could customize the beginning to put the things on there you want to see. And with that, you know, most used app icon, that pretty much takes care of it. So I really don't think I'm going to have to, unless I'm like looking for you guys online, I really don't think I'm going to have to go very far to get to, you know, wherever I want to go. It's not like it was a multiple, you know, the multiple step process I used to have to go through. So,
anyway. Yes,
I like it too. So, and hopefully the more Si uses it, the more he'll like it as well.
I like it.
Okay. Wow, tonight is just like dead, or it's like, does it seem like the show's dragging to y'all?
I'm distracted. I'm having PC issues. I'm sorry.
Okay. No. Well, I think all of us are just kind of, I don't know.
I'm distracted with life.
Okay. All right, well, let's go ahead and move on to the main topic for the evening, and that is we wanted, and this, of course, was Si's idea last week, that we should talk about things that we're currently into, things that we're currently digging, you know, things that we're enjoying right now. This can be pretty much anything, so... I figure we'll do this kind of a round robin type thing like we did last week. We'll just start with one, you know, just put one thing out there. We can discuss it. We can go around.
Things I'm into.
You know what? Fine. Let's just bite the bullet. Let's see if we can get this show going. Jay, what is something you are currently into right now?
I don't know.
I hate you.
I know. I feel the love. I don't know.
Seriously?
Well, what do? I go to work, I come home, and...
And what are you playing right now? What are you playing right now?
I'm right here. I ain't playing anything right now.
Cyrus, since this was your idea, go ahead and start us off.
What am I into?
Yes!
Oh,
vagina.
Well, I'm playing Modern Warfare when I have a chance.
Okay.
I'm enjoying the 3D video capabilities of my 3DS now, which is pretty cool.
Okay, let's go back to the first one. You're enjoying, Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, me too.
Okay. Have you gone all the way through the, campaign mode yet?
No.
Okay. Have you even started the campaign?
Yes.
Okay.
I have beat the campaign mode.
What did you think of the campaign mode?
I liked it.
I thought it was pretty cool. After playing Battlefield, the graphics are, they're pretty good, but I mean, if I had, like, here's the deal. Multiplayer, I'd probably say I enjoy Modern Warfare more. Single player, Battlefield. Like, it's not even a contest.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, modern, the campaign, it, I like it better than Modern Warfare 2. I like the fact that, you know, you get a, seems that you get more to do.
It's fun.
It's, yeah, I mean, just, it's fun.
It's fun. It's just,
a lot of good battles.
Yeah, you know? it's fun. It's fun. It's just a little bit, once you've played Battlefield and you have this super hyper realistic thing going, and then you play Modern Warfare, it's kind of like watching, Mission Impossible after you got done watching, you know, The Dark Knight. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's cool. It's very Hollywood. But, yeah, I mean, I like it. It's nothing wrong with it. It's just that my personal preference is more realistic, you know, combat. If I'm going to be doing single player.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty cool that you get to put on the Juggernaut's outfit and use it at the end.
Well, I haven't done that yet, so.
Oh, spoiler.
Appreciate. Thanks.
Oh, that don't really happen.
Oh my God, our video is going to shit. It is one of those nights. All right, so, all right, I guess I'll go around. Let's see, I got The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword last night, started playing it. I'm only about 3-4 hours in. I'm just about to go into the first dungeon. You can technically play this game without the Wii Motion Plus, but everyone said you really need it, so I went ahead and bought it and, you know, put it on. Man, this game is so freaking awesome. The graphics are great for a, you know, for a Wii game, and I hate having to say that, you know, it's great for a Wii game. I hate having that disclaimer, but I mean, it is the truth. But man, if you've enjoyed the previous Zelda games, you're going to freaking love this one. And with the Wii Motion Plus, a lot of people say waggle. You can't just waggle the remote back and forth. It's not, because a lot of the enemies will block your attacks if you're doing a side swing. If you have to do a vertical swing or you have to do, you know, a diagonal swing, you actually have to do it with the remote. It's pretty damn accurate. The story on it is just, it's fun. I'm really enjoying the game. I can't wait to get all the way through it. And I got a feeling it'll probably be one of those games like all the other Zelda games that I'm either going to go through and go ahead and beat it and then go back and open up everything. Or I've also played Zelda games where when y'all played certain games, do y'all try to go through and get everything first before y'all beat it? Or you do go through and try to beat it as soon as you can and then go back and get other stuff?
Yeah. I just go through it, and then I'll go back through it later.
Okay. Yeah. See, the way I always played Mario games was I tried to beat it as quick as I possibly could, and then I would go back through and get all the other stuff. With Zelda, a lot of times, though, when I fought Ganon, I fucking wanted to be, like, just, like, stacked at, like, have everything I possibly can to make the last fight as easy as possible. So, at least
I have...
Go on.
Oh, I haven't played a Zelda game since the very first one.
Yeah, you were telling us that. Does the adventure game just not interest you, or?
I don't know. I mean, if it's on something more like a 360, I might get a little bit more into it, but having to use the Wii remote kind of takes me away from, you know, wanting to play it. I'd love to see a Zelda game or, you know, a Metroid game with 360 graphics.
And see, hopefully with that Wii U, we'll actually get that this next time around, so.
And I might actually play a Zelda game then.
See, it's not, I mean, the graphics style, Wind Waker definitely had that very, cartoony, style, and I actually think it did a lot for the gameplay. So it definitely has its own artsy style, but I'm with you in that I would like to see a true HD rendered, you know, fully, like, totally loked out, you know, detailed version of Zelda and Mario and everything else. So, that's why I'm still excited for the Wii U. I just, you know.
I guess get kind of bored with games where you constantly have to go search under everything or into everything to fucking find this one goddamn magical leaf or some bullshit, you know. You need a magic arrow tip that only hidden underneath a bull's ass somewhere in a field.
I haven't run into that yet, but, you know.
That was in the second Zelda. You know what I
mean? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
It was actually in the ass. You had to go in.
Oh, okay.
There was a whole sequence. It was like a little cinematic, you know, like a, you know, one of the, what is that? What do they call that when a
quick time event.
Quick time event.
Hit A and, you know, you go in one hand first and then the other.
B, wiggle. Ah, you have to start over.
It was a lot like when you pick locks on Fallout. It was a lot like that.
Start wiggling each body part in there. Ugh. It's up past the colon.
All right, so Jay, you kicked in on size Modern Warfare 3. Anything else you're currently into? Anything? A sandwich? Are you eating someplace? I don't know. I thought we.
I don't know. I got very little time on that Forza game that I just got, but it does seem extremely.
The graphics on it look awesome.
Graphics on it are awesome, and you can. Like, they got the initial race, like when you first get your first car, you can do it with the remote or, because it does say on the box it plays better with the Kinect, you know, option available. And you can actually just hold your hands out and steer and, you know, go around the track and they'll automatically accelerate and brake for you depending on if you're following the right track of the course, the quickest track of the course. But, you know, you can use the remote, but. When you go to paint your car and customize the parts and, you know, modify your car, you can actually use your hands to, you know, kind of guide the car around to get a different point of view and, you know, kind of zoom in and, you know, really look at, like, you can look through the rims and see the brake rotors and the pistons on the brake rotors and the slots on the brake rotors. I mean, it's just...
super detailed.
Yeah, I mean, it's... The graphics on it are beautiful, and the gameplay, you know, is awesome.
So, do you see yourself playing this more with the remote or more with the Kinect?
I could see me doing the, you know, just the remote on this one. Mm-hmm. They do have a little cartoony racing game. I wouldn't mind getting for, you know, my one young daughter and. Here pretty soon, Mackenzie will be old enough to start playing video games, and I wouldn't mind having her little, you know, cartoony racing game where all she has to do is hold up her hands and, you know, steer the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on something like that, you know, I'd probably use my arms. And but as of right now, you know, I can only one hand drive it, so.
I didn't think about that.
It wouldn't register anyways.
I didn't even think about that. That's awesome. The Kinect keeps yelling at him. He's like, please put both hands on your wheel. And you're like, fuck, I can't do it.
No, it's like the Kinect cannot recognize your movements or something like that. I can't remember what it
says. Okay, real quick. So have you done the Xbox navigation with the Kinect?
Yeah.
How is that?
Very smooth, very easy. You know, all you do is say Xbox, and it brings up a whole bunch of voice commands. You can get it, and... hold your hand up to select what icon you want and kind of swipe to the side to move on to something else. And, you know, the more the Kinect's out, the better it's getting as far as response on stuff like that. And as far as the games, most of the games have as much, if not more, accuracy than what the Wii Mote does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you do get the... every now and then the air little, when you're playing a sports game, how you might move the racket with a Wiimote and it misses, kind of fucks up. Occasionally you'll get that with a Kinect, but, you know, 99% of the time it's smooth and real responsive.
Well, I understand that the control is really good and it gives you a lot of ability to manipulate the image and everything. But what if... one of the three sisters disagrees. Do we not get that report? I mean, what are we supposed to do? Do we just assume that the future is going to happen like that, or?
I was actually going to bring it up. I was not going to say it, put it exactly like that. I was just going to say, so are you feeling kind of Minority Report, or,
Yes, slightly.
Okay.
I wish it was like on Minority Report or even the new Mission Impossible, because he got that little funky-ass screen, too, where I could just hold my hand up, Tony Stark style, and just blow shit up in the middle of my living room. And
see, building stuff like that, I could see where a user interface like that would be fine. But honestly, if you're just doing, like, data entry, I don't want to do this. You know, I don't want to be doing Excel spreadsheets like this. My arms would be fucking tired after, you know, after a while. I'd be like, shit, come on. Just give me a keyboard.
Yes.
All right, Cyrus. Something else you're currently into.
Well, I've been wanting something for a while, and I didn't ever think that I would want this thing, but I got a little obsessive about it, and so now I'm like totally avoiding it completely because I can't really afford it anyway.
See, I was going to go the other way. I was going to say he's cutting out pictures from magazines and put. I'm sorry.
So I'm making a book.
Anyway, the thing that you are currently lusting after.
Well, I got my wife a tablet.
Oh, you did get it for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got a really good one. I got a really good deal on it. And so I started looking at tablets, and I was like, you know, because I thought for a long time, I like, you know, I need a laptop that I could take for when we do like Geek Fest or different events or things. So I'm like, I need something like that. But then I thought, you know, my wife was talking to me about it. She goes, so you want a laptop? And I'm like, yeah, but I'll never use it. I only use it for when I go out of town. And she's like, well, that doesn't sound very smart. I was like, yeah, it doesn't. And then she was like, what if you got a tablet? Can you do all that you need to do on a tablet? They have cameras, you know, webcams and everything built in, and you can hook the keyboards to them and everything. I was like, oh. And I would actually use a tablet, like, all the time. And I was like, okay, maybe I want a tablet. And so I started looking into it and trying to figure out what I liked, which one I thought would be good, what's a good deal. And I found one that I like and everything, and then it turned into this big issue about, like, but we can't afford it, da, da, da. And I'm like, all right, I won't fucking talk about it anymore. I'm sorry I bothered you with it, because I kept sending my wife all these texts, and I'm like, check this out. What do you think about this deal? Maybe I could just pissed her the fuck off. She didn't want to hear about it. So I've been doing everything I can to avoid thinking about or looking at tablets. And she, every time she breaks out her tablet, we'll be laying in bed. She'll break it out and start playing something. Kind of peek over. And then she'll be like, what do you think? I'm like, I don't care. Whatever.
It's not a big sigh. Just be like,
Yeah. Sound like Ruby when she's in the kennel hinting to me that she wants out.
My wife will ask me, she goes, well, you can play with the tablet if you want. And I'm like, oh.
That'd just be a tease.
Yes. Yeah, I'm like, I mean, seriously, is that what? The only thing I thought in my mind when she says that is, fuck you.
I thought for sure you were going to say, you cock tease.
Bitch.
I can see this. This is like a scene in a movie. She's literally like, you can play with it if you want. You know, in nicest, sweetest voice. Sai's just over there, fuck you.
But see, that's the difference between how she views, like, stuff like that and how I view stuff like that. You know, I mean, you know me, Eugene. I must possess all, or I possess nothing. This is my,
I know.
And I see something new toy and I'm like, I must have this, and I must know everything about it, and I must explore it, and, you know, do everything that can be done. And I can't, and it's, like, aggravating me. There's something out there that's a technology that I don't have, and it's making me a little nuts. You know, like, can you imagine it? Well, it must be, like, the 3DS for you. Like, the 3DS is out there, and it's got Mario, and it's fucking awesome.
Yes, I know.
And it's driving you nuts, isn't it? Like, you think about it, and you try not to think about it, because it just make you crazy. It would make me crazy. If I didn't have a 3DS, it would make me crazy.
Yeah, partially. I can say yeah, partially, because, I mean, I do not think, purposely try not to think about it.
Right. See, so, that's what I'm saying. We try not to think about it, so that we won't
Okay, yep. Actually, you know what would even be a better thing is we just bought this, you know, we just bought this new 32-inch TV for the bedroom. Because, you know, we had to move some furniture around and stuff and get ready for the babies and everything. And the initially the plan was when it was time to move the TV, the old CRT TV in the bedroom to another room, the plan was the 50-inch that's in the living room was going in the bedroom, and I was going to go get a new TV, like a 55-60-inch, you know, LCD, all the bells and whistles, you know, a pretty kick-ass TV. Well, you know, I'm a very practical person when it comes to stuff like that. I'm like, no, we don't need to spend the money on that. We just need to buy a TV that does what we need it to do. And but, you know, my wife will occasionally go, you know, I know she's about 90% joking. She's like, well, why don't you just go do it? And I'm like, you can't tell me that.
Yeah. Dude, I'm exactly the fucking same. This is one of those things that you and me are separated at birth. Because don't fucking
tease.
I feel like Gandalf in Lord of the Rings. You cannot offer me.
Yes! Yes! That's exactly it!
And then know that I would use this for good, you know?
Exactly! Exactly! I'm like, you know, I would do my very best to make sure I got the absolute best deal on the absolute best TV I could, but you can't do this. Of course, So, you know, I just try to completely push it out of my brain. But, of course, right now, all the podcasts and stuff I listen to are going through their, you know, their holiday gift guides. And they're like, you know, if you're looking for a new TV and you're looking for, you know, 30 to 40 inch range, this is the one to go with. If you're looking at, you know, 40 to 50 inch, this is the one to go with. And if you're looking at something larger than 50 inches, and, of course, I try not to, but my ears perk up just a little bit. I'm like, really? Which one are y'all recommending? How much is that TV? By the way, when I do that voice, Christy always thinks of, have y'all seen that video, that Ultimate Dog Tease? Where the guy's like, I went to the fridge and I got a steak. And the dog, you know, just kind of yawns or whatever, but the guy's voicing over for it. And the dog's
what'd
you get? She's like, that's what you sound like.
How big was the TV?
It was a monster. It was 60-inch, LCD, LED. Oh, that's me. So, yeah.
I couldn't go back to a 32-inch in the bedroom.
Ba-dum-bum.
No, I'm speaking about TVs.
Okay, let's just go ahead and let that slide. Yeah, let's just go and let that slide and move on. How big is the TV in your bedroom?
49.
Okay.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
See, and like I said, I would like to put the 50-inch that we have now. And the other problem is the one I've got now is a plasma, and it does have some light burn-in on the sides. And I'm like, most of, like 90% of the time you can't see, but on some things you can see those burn-in lines, and it drives me insane.
And, you know, the thing is with the TV in the bedroom, because we got a 49-inch in the living room. And I was just going to go with, I saw a 46 or 47 I liked, and even a 42. I was like, you know, I'll go with something around like that. And it's in the price range. And my wife's like, well, look, this one's $50 more, and look how much bigger it is. We're going to get that one.
There you go.
I was like, well, let me check. And I went around the corner to look for another TV, and here comes a guy willing that TV out that she wanted, so like, all right.
All right, no problem.
I'll go with it.
Yeah, I that's how I am right now with TV, Si, is, yeah, you can't tease me. You can't go, well, why don't you, not even jokingly.
I understand.
So, all right, well, something else that I'm currently into, I've mentioned it several times, I'm currently watching Arrested Development on Netflix. This show is so funny. Christy sits down and watches a show with me occasionally, and she always has the exact same response at the end of the episode. She just looks at me and she's like, why doesn't Jason Bateman just fucking leave his family? Cause they are all idiots. They're all retards. This show is so funny. I think it's some of the original producers from Seinfeld. So if you liked Seinfeld, you know, you're going to love this sense of humor. If you have not seen Arrested Development and you've got Netflix, check it out. It's like, they've got like 52 episodes up there. They're hilarious. And some of the shit they come up with is, of course, some of the stuff is dated because it is like early 2000s. So even some of the references they make is just funny as shit to hear, but what the hell?
My wife. Sorry.
Oh, he's got to kick off the headphones. So anyway,
what are you doing,
that's
honey. We're just talking about helicopters, whirly birds.
Oh yeah.
All right. So yeah, playing Zelda and watching Arrested Development. Jay, something else you're into?
Oh fuck! Oh no, I've been actually watching.
Oh, this is so hard. Oh, why didn't I study?
God damn it. I didn't know this was going to be multiple choice. I guess not true, false.
he's like just repeats the question over and over. What else am I into? What else?
Bitch. God. No, really, other than, you know, the Sons of Anarchy, I've been watching that a lot. Really got into that show, but that season just ended and don't come back till September.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, they have a long hiatus between seasons, but that and Walking Dead's done till February.
Yes,
but I've been watching a lot of Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen.
I've never gotten into that show.
Kitchen Nightmares is the one I've been watching.
Oh, see I have watched that show before. That show just makes me scared to ever want to go out of the house and eat anywhere.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, watching that, you know, I ran the kitchen out of prison before, and that place was a lot cleaner than some of these fucking restaurants that people pay good money to go eat at. And I don't know how the hell they stayed open and passed health board inspections, and I guess some of it freaked me the fuck out. I mean, just seeing some of that shit.
Some of the stuff they do on that show isn't even like gross or whatever. It's just, how the fuck do these people have a restaurant? They're morons. Like, they don't know how to. I mean, it's just, they have a restaurant and their menu is awful. It's not creative at all. It's like, they don't do any kind. It's like, just the stupidest fucking people on earth trying to run a restaurant.
Well, there's one guy, he was a failed actor. You know, he had been in a couple small itty-bitty TV parts and tried to open this restaurant up, and it was to the point of closing down. But his big thing was he wanted to do pizzas, and he had 20-something different options that you could do on pizzas, you know, combinations. And it laid out just the pizza section over 6 pages of a menu. And that was his gimmick. And the girls at the restaurant didn't even know how to explain it. And one couple was pissed to that. It took 45 minutes to explain the menu.
What?
And Gordon Ramsay looked at that. He's like, what the fuck is this? And he's like, well, it's unique. I bet you've never seen anything like that. And he's like, thank fucking God I never have.
And he probably put it just like that, too.
Yeah, and I mean, the guy, instead of, you know, he had these big wood-burning stoves and ovens and everything everywhere, but he never used them to make pizza. He just had, like, this pre-packaged dough shit, which he never understood. But this guy was a moron, you know. Gordon Ramsay came in, fixed up the place, redid the menu, showed his staff how to cook, and the night that they came back was doing awesome, you know, just hitting records for the shop. And then all of a sudden, the guy's like, oh, I like my old menu. Threw it back, and shit was getting fucked up. And the guy was just talking about how much of a moron Gordon Ramsay is, and then it's like, this guy, you know, obviously he's doing well. He's got his own 4 or 5 different TV shows, his own kitchen line that's sold in stores. He's, I don't know how many restaurants he's turned into 4 or 5-star restaurants, and, you know, he's had failures too. That's how he learns, you know, makes shit better. And here you are, you can't run one little fucking restaurant in some little podunk town in California, and you're blowing him shit, but, you know, then everybody has an epiphany at the end of the show and, oh yeah, I guess, you know, this guy is actually fucking smart and I'm a retard and I might want to listen to him.
That's how all those semi, you know, we get going back to our previous conversation, reality TV shows are. They're always like, well, I don't know. They always doubt the person. And, you know, if I'm on a show like that, granted, I don't know, maybe that's one of the stipulations is that people either have to act that way or, you know, have not actually seen the show. But I'm thinking if someone shows up to my house and goes, hey, we're going to redo one of your rooms. We're from, you know, TLC or Home and Garden Channel or something like that. We want to redo a room. I got a feeling they're probably not just going to go grab some Yahoo off the, you know, like at Home Depot and go, hey, you want to go redo some guy's house? You know, they probably know what the fuck they're doing. Yeah. So, chill.
If Steve Jobs, you know, when he's alive or Bill Gates comes to me and tells me, I'm going to show you how to run a business. I ain't going to say, dude, you know what the fuck you're doing.
Exactly.
I mean,
I've got a theory about this, the Gordon Ramsay, you know, not Hell's Kitchen, but Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah.
I think it's produced by the same people that produced Jerry Springer. And I'll tell you why. Because this is what happens on Jerry Springer, right? The woman comes out on stage and she talks about how her man's been cheating and he's no good and da 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 da. And now she's convinced and, you know, go ahead and bring him out and bring that bitch out too. And da 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 da. So the man comes out, baby, I didn't cheat on you, da da da, you know, whatever. Oh yeah, well, what about this? And here comes the chick. Da, 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 da. And then, Jerry Springer's like, okay, so you're through, right? Yeah, yeah, we're through. Fuck that motherfucker. You know, I'm doing my own thing. Da, 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 da. Baby, don't. No, you can't get over me this time. Da, da, da. So she goes out one door. He goes out the other door. And then Jerry has a little moment where he's like, you know, we've all learned a lesson here, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, you got to be, you know, don't be good to each other and shit like that. And the credits roll. And at the end of the fucking credits, it goes, after the show, she took him back. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's the same shit. It's aggravation because you go, you should do this. And people are fucking, you know, it's not that they're stupid that's the problem. It's that they believe that they know something
better.
Yeah. Like they're stubborn and refuse to be told anything. People do not want to be told. You know, they're like little kids. You know, you don't tell me what to do. You know, even though you're trying to help and everything you're saying is true, you don't tell me what to do. You know, it's the grown-up version of that.
See, the other thing that I would add to that is, I mean, if you talk to people, most people, like if you ever ask anyone if they've ever had an idea for business, most people usually will say some kind of a restaurant. And I'm just thinking that's just, I guess a lot of people feel like, oh, running a restaurant couldn't be hard. For some reason.
I think you're right.
Because, I mean, I've even said it here on the show. I've said, you know, if Rudy and I were going to open up a restaurant, this is what we would do. Now, here's the thing that separates me from those people. Number one, I'm not willing to go find investment and put the money out there because in case it doesn't work. But number two, I'm very anal about stuff and I like to plan stuff out to the nth degree in some cases. So I would actually be thinking about, okay, where am I going to find workers? I need to come up with a schedule. I need to, you know, shit that most people don't even think about. They're like, you have to schedule workers for a restaurant? That's absurd. I thought all you had to do was show up and make pizza. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I know it's not the lowest common denominator because I know there are a lot of even chain restaurants have gone out in this area simply because the management was horrible. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you got to think about these things before you jump into them. You can't just go, oh, I'm going to open up a restaurant and do it. It doesn't, I guess it does work that way. Apparently this show is proof that happens. You're just not going to stay open very long.
Yeah, I like the guy that told him he didn't know what he was doing, get the fuck out, and actually kicked him and the crew out. And then at the end, it had like a disclaimer, you know, Giuseppe's Pizza Gallery or whatever it was shut down like within a month.
And Gordon Ramsay danced on his grave.
Oh,
I'm sure Gordon Ramsay doesn't even fucking remember that he did that show.
Well, actually, on that one, he called out the guy and he's like, just want to let you know that out of all the shows I've done and all the people I've dealt with, there is no one, and I mean no one, that I have less confidence in than you.
I thought for sure you were going to tell me he told him, I respect you for standing up to me.
No, and he's like, you know, you're pig-headed, you know, you're stubborn, you won't listen. The people that you work with don't like your fucking menu. The customers don't like your menu. And I can show you the video to prove it, but yet you won't listen.
Going back to last week's episode, he's obviously one of those people you can't tell them they're wrong, no matter what you show them.
Yes.
Yes. So, Jay probably walked over and punched his TV. No.
This guy had a breakdown, and I know he's right. I'm a dumbass. And but, you know, I just liked my menu. I was like, dude, give it the fuck up.
He had an idea for once in his life and wasn't willing to admit it was a bad idea.
I have plenty of those.
Anyway. All right. Cyrus, something else you're into?
Well, just working on my book. I'm trying to get all that stuff worked out, and I've been doing a lot of thinking about my next book. And, you know, I go through these phases where I play games and I do fun shit, and then I get absorbed back into creativity. And, you know, I do one or I do the other. I can't do both at the same time.
See, that's where I'm fucked. I have no creativity.
That's true.
No. Yeah. No. By the way, I do, and we'll get to that at the end of the show, talking about your videos. So
they sucked, I know.
No, they did not suck.
This is Jay's defense mechanism, to immediately crush himself before anyone can ever attempt to. Nothing you can say could be worse than what I've said.
I know I suck. You ain't telling me nothing new.
You all right, Eugene? You choking?
Oh. You ever have, like, acid reflux? You know, it burns a little bit. I fucking had Flamin' Hot Cheetos earlier today, and that shit was coming back up. So it's just cased all the way down my esophagus right now and burning like fuck.
Ouch.
Okay. I understand. Okay, going back to the whole thing about Jay. Yeah, Jay's definitely one of those. I'll burn the town down just to save it, quote unquote. So anyway, don't put yourself down, man. Your videos were good, and we're gonna, you know, you got three of them coming up this week. So I watched them. So
unlike my reviews that you never read.
No, I distinctly remember reading.
No, really? I read one. I read your first three. That's how you got on the site.
Fuck you, motherfucker. Going back to your original point, Cyrus, the thing I was going to say is, yeah, I understand where you're coming from. Like, right now, I'm really into trying to play Zelda, and I'm not really thinking about the short stories that, like, last week I was really thinking about, I can't wait to write these. I'm sure the time, like, sometime next week or something, I'll be like, oh, I probably need to knock these out. And then I'll be like, okay, no video games. I got to get these knocked out. And then I'll go back to the, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You can't really input and output at the same time. You kind of have to choose one or the other to focus on.
You know what? That's a really good way of putting it. I think you're right. The creative process is either accepting or it's projecting. It's one of the two.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, the last thing that I wanted to bring up this evening is, and actually it's funny that you said book, because that's the third thing I was going to bring up that I'm really into right now. I just downloaded my newest Audible book. I'm currently listening to Hearts in Atlantis from Stephen King. Mm. I think it's the last book I'm probably going to listen to before I finish off the last three books of the Dark Tower series.
Hi, Christy.
Have you? Yes, hi, baby. Si, have you read Hearts in Atlantis? It's supposed to be just several, I say short stories. They're not that short. But they talk about Lowmen and Yellow Coats. Does that ring a bell? They talk about the Lowmen. So I was like, okay, let me again listen to this and figure this out. So I'm into the second short story, and I'm like, okay, does this connect to the other one? And I've just now got to the point where it's connecting to the first story, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is kind of interesting. So, yeah, I'll end up finishing that book by the end of this month. So that means January, I will finally move on to the Wolves of Kala, and I'm very much looking forward to that one. So, and then I'll probably just go and finish off the last two, the Song of Susanna, and then what? Yeah. And then the last one's what? The Dark Tower.
It's too much reading.
No, it's awesome. It's great.
The Dark Tower is really great. It is really great.
So,
too many words.
Well, you can listen to them on an audiobook. It's like best having way to tell you a story.
For the Dark Tower, you need to listen to them, because reading them would be awesome, but there's a whole new element that is you only get if you listen to them, because of the way they did the audiobooks.
And the guy who reads them does a really good job.
God, that guy's good.
He is good. So that's the third thing that I'm kind of into is, I don't know. Have we gone around three things for everybody, or I lost count?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll go with that. Is there anything else anyone wants to add in? Anything else anyone's currently into? Like I said, currently my brother is coming over to watch the Walking Dead season 2 with me. Right before that final episode, they did that marathon. So I recorded them all. I told him, hey, just come on over and watch them when you can. So I was hoping maybe he was going to show up again tonight, because I'm telling you, I cannot wait. I can't wait to see his face when he sees what Shane did. He actually brought up a really good point when we started watching it. He's like, you know what? This would be an interesting-ass show to watch, especially the second season. This would be an interesting-ass show to watch in a psychology class, because there are two very distinctive thought patterns on how you need to move forward in life. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Me and my wife were talking about that, actually.
Whether you want to try to stay, civil and be a civilization, or if it's, why do we need to do to survive?
Let me ask you a broad question real quick. What team are you on?
There's obviously two teams. There's Team Shane, and then there's Team Rick, and I am firmly in the camp of Team Rick.
Really?
Yeah, I'm firmly
Team Rick. Okay. I think I would be Team Shane.
Really?
I think I would. Because I was explaining it to my wife, and I said, look, world's gone to hell, and you're going to have to do some horrible shit in order to survive. Now, when all is said and done, if you make it through on the other side, there'll be plenty of time to, make sure the next generation, has a chance and understands, look, horrible shit had to be done and we're moving on. And it was horrible. Like, I think about it like, like war, we go to war and horrible shit happens. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And then we get through and we move on, So I think I'm Team Shane. I think I'm not saying I don't like, Rick, and I don't understand what he's doing, and I don't admire his, idealism, but I don't think he's realistic. And I think he's starting to realize that, actually.
Well, see, supposedly in the book, he does, I don't want to say he goes totally Shane, but, and I understand, yes, you do have to make some sacrifices, but me personally, I think Shane's gone way too far, way too quick. Yeah, you're right, the world has gone to absolute shit, but as quickly as he has, I don't want to say de-evolved, but basically de-evolved, you can't trust him anymore. Like, I understand I don't know if Reed's going to listen. I understand he did what he did in that third episode so that he could accomplish the mission that they were on. But from that point forward, I don't feel like I could ever turn my back on him.
His character has a lot of complicated motives, though.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's not as simple as what we just discussed as far as philosophies. There's also personal shit going on here. And so, yeah, it's not as simple as just a philosophy about, like, how do you handle this new reality. It's also, why is he doing what he's doing and for who? And, yeah, there's a lot. I love that fucking show.
I do too. Jay, Team Rick, Team Shane?
I'm going with Cyrus, actually, which I don't think is any surprise to you guys, but.
All I'm saying is, I don't expect me to come find y'all in the apocalypse.
Jay's like, Shane's a pussy.
He should have fucking killed the old man when he had a chance.
I would have just fucking killed him, his family, and took the fucking house.
I'd have ate that fucking horse.
But, yeah, I mean, I think he has went a little over the deep end a little quick. But, you know, his view is a lot more for the times that they're in. Rick's still trying to, you know, be, the guy with the morals, the compass of the group. And before, all that zombie shit broke off, it'd be a good guy to lead you, but he don't have the savageness that it takes to make the real tough decisions. And
yet you say that, and yet who's the only one that could stand up and pull that final trigger? Because Shane wasn't going to do it.
You know what? I like the team of Rick and Shane.
Oh, no. And if you can keep that team together and balance each other out, then it's fine. And I guess that's the real problem is, even though I know we're saying I'm Team Rick and or Team Shane, you do need the balance. You need him there to say, look, we have to make a hard-ass decision that's maybe not moral. On the other hand, you also need him to pull him back. You need Rick to pull him back from the edge and say, look, we cannot just go into anarchy. We've got to be able to trust each other to some point. So I know we're being very vague. So if you haven't listened, if you haven't watched the second season of The Walking Dead, at least the first half, I should say, go check it out. I know there's a lot of people online that have been bitching and griping. It's moving too slow. If I had extra time and energy, I would love to do a video on YouTube as a response to those people that were bitching and griping about the episode. These episodes are like, well, they spent like 4 episodes before they ever finally got off the highway. And, they were looking for the little girl the entire time. And I'm like, so let me guess. What you wanted to see in the second season of The Walking Dead was they pull up and they go, oh, look, we can't get through here. There are a bunch of cars. Let's turn around. And then they went and then they fought zombies and they went up. That's not what the show's about. The show is a drama that happens in the zombie apocalypse. It's not. Now, I would like to see the other version of that show. If they do actually make Zombieland the TV show, believe me, I will be down for that. But if that's what people are expecting, they showed up to the wrong rodeo. So, anyway, I hope this was an entertaining episode, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, fuck y'all. No, I think we all had a semi-tough week, so what was that, just me?
No, I said yeah.
Okay.
Nobody had it as tough as you with the acid reflux. That's pretty horrible.
Yes, it was pretty. No, seriously, dude. It was
I'm watching you do it right now, and I'm like, God, it does not look pleasant.
It's not bad now. That's why I've been choking down this ice. I'm like, please make it go away. It burns. You know what I'm saying? Because it's one thing when you eat it, and it goes down. You're like, okay, the burning is gone. I got the taste. It's fine. This was like it was washing up and just sticking and like melting away at my esophagus. And I'm like, go away.
You ever seen that movie, The Fly?
Oh, yes.
Jeff Goldblum.
it has been forever since I've seen that movie. I think it's on Netflix Instant. Maybe I should watch it again. But I don't know if I really want to be grossed out that bad again. That movie was pretty fucking gross. All right.
That's Eugene. Fucking Conan's in front of him. Blah, Conan.
acid-y
looks,
way.
Looks like fucking on Gremlins when Stripe gets in the fountain and then
And then jumps out. Yeah. Did that not scare the shit out of you when you were little kids?
What freaked me out was the noises that it made. Like when it was like basically nothing but a skeleton and it's making these weird noises, like
yeah,
that was. I'm like, wow, that's not good. I don't like that.
That and the one in the Christmas tree that jumped, you know, when it jumped out of the Christmas tree after the chick. And didn't she kill that one by throwing it in the microwave and it exploded? That was just...
Yeah.
No, that's the one that her son cut its head off and its head flew into the fire.
Oh, that's right. The other one that went in the microwave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie came out when I was four.
I was what? Six?
Yeah.
Seven?
Seven? Something like that? Yeah.
Man, Jay, you know, a little too much. No, you were seven. Like,
I can remember a fucking date.
I've done the research. I know exactly how old you were when every movie came out.
I know these things.
Oh, damn. Oh.
Quick, Jay, how old was Eugene when the first Zelda came out? Go.
Fuck, I don't know. Seven.
Oh my God, you're right. I think he's right. I think he's right because I think it was 85.
He was seven. He was about to turn eight.
Yes.
He'd given it a lot of thought that year because he really wanted this bicycle.
It was a sunny day.
Yes.
Nice crisp breeze.
These are some of his finger paintings from that year. This is a bird. This is a house. I'm not sure.
This is a report from his teacher.
I believe this is He-Man, although it may also be one of those, what are those little rubber dudes that came inside the...
Muscles?
Yeah, this may be a muscle. Yes.
Never had any of those. But I remember them. Muscles. Oh, man. Boy, that just does not sound right. Mommy, I want to go get some muscles. Okay.
I don't know what the hell's wrong with my kid. He's always asking for muscles. What have you done to your son? No, shut up. I'm drinking a beer.
And it just got dark. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please check out the website, the redesigned website. You can go there. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can also go to our Cafe Press store, cafepress.com/onemanasylum. Buy a shirt. Buy a mug. Buy something. Give us money.
Buy a mug, say. Buy a mug. Yeah.
Because that's how Cyrus sounds in my head. This week on the site, let's see, we've got tomorrow we've got Dawn of Twilight episode 13, Phillips Revealed. Monday is the edited version of the show. Tuesday we will repost our reviews for Kung Fu Panda 2 and Rise of the Planet of the Apes. On Wednesday we have an article by Ducky. We also have part one of Jay's 3-part video series for Modern Warfare 3. Thursday, we will have the Forum Informer, part two. Shut up. We have the second part of Jay's video, and then on Friday, we'll have the third part, talking about multiplayer, which is the only reason you play the game.
I've been trying to be tabak, ababa,
obakabe. Obakabe. Was that racist? I don't know. Oh.
No, it's Mush Mouth.
Yes, Mush Mouth. That cartoon so would not work nowadays.
Smash Mouth. And then preceded by the sequel in band form, Smash Mouth.
And good night, everybody.
Yes. I'm just going to let that one sit. All right.
Appreciate. Yeah.
Next week, I'm sure it will probably be yet another slow week for the news. So we'll have to figure out something else we're going to talk about. We've already talked about things we hated. I'm almost willing to, I don't want to say throw down the gauntlet, but see if these guys would be willing to really put it out there and expose a certain area of their life.
Whoa!
Get down!
Oh, my God! No. Jay's like, well, I've been waiting for this. I was born for this episode.
It was the night that the internet died.
Helicopter, bitches.
Oh, shit. But we will discuss it and figure out what the hell we're going to talk about next week.
Things that make you go,
Helicopters and motorboats. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
At the same time.
You can find us on Facebook at One Man Asylum. You can also follow us on Twitter at One Man Asylum. You can also follow our individual wacky adventures at OptiMachine, at J Red Devil, and at Cyrus Martin. For all the guys on Group Therapy and One Man Asylum, have a good night. Everyone has a list of things they want to talk about that they're currently into, currently digging, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll just shoot from the hip, if nothing else.
What am I into?
Vagina.
You were the one that brought this topic up last week, Si. Remember after the show? Yeah, after the show, you're like, what do we talk about things we're into? I'm like, okay, that sounds like a good idea.
Oh, yeah, I did say that.
Well, that was a week ago, so, you know.
Yeah, I meant last week.
Okay. Tonight's episode, Miyamoto not stepping down, Xbox dashboard update, the Three Stooges trailer, and we're talking about things we're into, because we got all the hate out last week, so.
Not in all of it.
Well, maybe not all of it. What? What was that, Jay?
Something I didn't want to see. Oh. I should have never clicked that.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be surfing porn while we're trying to do the show.
No, that wasn't porn. At least I didn't think it was. That asshole.
Did someone send you a video? Is that what happened?
Yeah, never. Just go to meatspin.com.
No.
I'll be alright.
No, alright.
I'm okay.
Well, everyone knows what the helicopter is, don't you?
No.
Rudy just texted me, not gonna make it tonight. Jameson had a rough day and we're definitely having trouble getting him to bed. Catch y'all later. It's weird.
It's weird.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Hey, does it take Rudy. Two of them to get him to bed?
Yes, apparently. One has to sit on him, the other one has to hold the pillow. No.
He's like a little maniac. Sleep! They're holding him. He's like, rah, 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 like fucking exorcist and shit.